do this show naked. Is that a problem?
I don't think so. I mean,
I don't mean it. No, I don't mean it salaciously. I mean, I in the physical world we occupy, I don't have enough time between getting out of the shower and podcast o'clock to put clothes on.
That's true. I've done it. I mean, that's nude blogging happens. So why not nude podcasting?
Okay. I don't mean this to be titillating. It's as unsexy as you can possibly imagine. I feel like I should have a cigarette dangling from one lip and still somehow be dirty.
You know what? I feel like there needs to be a moment of solidarity here. Okay?
And okay.
So I can't verify this. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay. Is Zeke naked?
No. But you keep the internet busy for a second, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Hey, internet. Have you ever tried blogging naked? I can't recommend it. Unless you get one of those little lap desks. Because, seriously, the laptops heat up and they will sizzle and fry your alabaster skin. And I am running out of words, and I want Spencer to come back. Who would have thought that we couldn't come up with enough things to talk about being naked on the internet to fill, 2 minutes of airtime?
All right. All right. There we go. You can't do this alone, so I, too, am broadcasting naked for this podcast. That was, you think like, ha-ha, we just, no, seriously.
No, we're serious.
I even went and got a towel, put it down on the chair.
Oh, me too.
I know. Well, you have to be, it's really only.
Friendship.
Consideration has to start with yourself. So the towel really just starts the whole thing. Speaking, by the way, of prophylaxis, we should go ahead and discuss the Armed Forces Bowl. Because, really, the Armed Forces are a condom for your country. Wherever you go, they protect you. And this being the Armed Forces Bowl, which...
And they're full of semen.
Yeah. Oh, hey-oh!
Seriously, folks, that's as good as it's going to get today. If you want to disconnect, now's the time.
Yeah, that would be, now that we're already naked and making semen jokes. It's just a long slide into the gutter. This is how it starts. The Armed Forces Bowl featuring Army and SMU, which you're charged with discussing SMU. And this being an SMU team that far more interesting than they were, say, 5 years ago due to the hiring of June Jones, who is had to escape Hawaiian gangsters, flee the island, and go to Dallas to coach the Mustangs. The newly, I think you're going to hear this, the newly resurgent Mustangs, no?
Well, I don't know if you can call any season resurgent in which a team loses to UTEP.
All right, we've discussed UTEP before.
My favorite mid-major team.
Right, because UTEP is the team that will rise up, bite SMU in the ass, and then lose to Oaxaca Tech the next week.
And then selfishly not beat Arkansas like I predicted they would in July, and I'm still not over that.
Bastards, don't forgive them for that.
There's nothing on the contrary. I would say that SMU, while they're more interesting than they were 5 years ago, was kind of starting from a zero sum, which is to say they're not that interesting now. I mean, they lost a shootout to Tommy Tuberville's Texas Tech on the opening week, which is very entertaining. They got mauled by TCU, of course. They've already lost to one service academy. They lost to Navy. They got mown down by Houston after Houston had already lost both quarterbacks. They did that loss to UTEP, but then over Thanksgiving weekend, they beat East Carolina, which, although East Carolina didn't put up much of a fight yesterday, it has not always been the easiest proposition. They beat them 45-38 in overtime, and it was a massively entertaining game before, of course, going on to, they're hard to pin down. They beat East Carolina 45-38, and then they lose to UCF 17-7.
Yeah, and they lose to UTEP. Which, again, right. That's one of UTEP's powers, but...
Maybe we shouldn't be too hard on them, because, frankly, anybody can lose to UTEP.
Yeah, they let themselves be the victim, though. I'm telling you. UTEP doesn't just happen by accident. No. You failed to protect yourself. Army...
UTEP lasts for more than 4 hours.
By the way, the dog is giving me a look that implies she's totally cool with this, which... Have you no standards, dog? I know you go naked all the time, but this is unusual, and the dog doesn't even recognize that. That's not great testimony to the intelligence of a Great Dane. Very sweet.
Getting cold in here. Let's hustle this along.
Okay, we'll move this along. Army itself, a much improved team. However, they don't beat teams with winning records. This is a team that managed to pile up.
As far as baby steps go, this is a good year for them.
That's great. No. That's fantastic. Army's bowl bound. If we'd said that 2 years ago, you wouldn't have believed us. But yet, here we are in a bowl game with Coach Rich Ellerson taking them in with the manliest name for a quarterback.
Must be written in all caps at all times.
Must be written in all caps at all times. Helming their triple option attack is the one and only Trent Steelman. Fire, power, Steelman. Yeah. Biff Squat Thrust, their quarterback.
Big, large, huge nods approvingly.
Yeah, he does and should. He comes into this game. They're 120th again in passing, last in all Division I teams, which should tell you everything you need to know about the offense you're watching. We are triple option friendly people. So the diversity of offenses in this game, something to watch. You're going to have one of the few unreformed run and shoot attacks in all of college football going up against a paleo triple option attack on Army's side. They don't pass the ball. They just don't. Don't look for it. It's bad. But they do run the ball very well. They play reasonably good defense, especially against the run. And reasonably by, they're like middling. But for a service academy that's coming off of one of the longest troughs in their program's history, doing pretty well. We should talk about the game itself, i.e. where it is, what it is, and how they entertain these brave young men who fight in the Armed Forces Bowl for us.
Well, it's on SMU's home field, so that should be nice for them.
Yeah, because it's in Fort Worth. And
stadium capacity, 32,000. No, not in Fort Worth. They moved it from Fort Worth. It's in the University Park.
University Park, Ford Stadium.
Yeah, they had to move it because TCU Stadium's under construction.
Yeah. I would, I'm sorry, there's a corruption joke there that I'm just not going to make, and I really want to make, but this is not the same SMU. This is not the same SMU. It's the same SMU. We're just waiting for it. You didn't hear that.
SMU that should probably be getting better players.
Yeah, your sponsor is Bell Helicopter. And I was reading last night. I was trying to read about their when you're talking about the trophy. Mm-hmm. Their trophy is like made of helicopter parts. It's made of like a artillery shell and helicopter parts,
which is amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty boss. You know, this by the way has featured a military theme since 2006. Before that, it was just another hippie bowl. Hippies playing in this game. However,
only one time in the bowl's history has a service academy beaten a non-service academy team.
That's true. That was Air Force versus Houston last year, because that's what Houston does. They go to bowl games and they disappoint. That's what they're really good at. Houston also lost to Kansas 42-13 back in the great Mangino-ing of the Big 12 that began in 2005. It's probably, I think, one of the manlier sponsors of a bowl game, Bell Helicopter.
It's actually one of the more sensible pairings, too. It's one of the very few sponsors that actually makes sense when paired with its game.
That's true. You get the local team, then you get the military team. Ha, we have a package. As far as events, there's really not a lot.
Wait, there's something. Hang on, I have to read this out loud. The little park that they set up is called the... here we go. The Armed Forces Insurance Adventure Arena. Insurance adventure.
Did you see who's playing the post game concert though?
I did not.
The free post game concert by Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
What? Get your coat. Well, get some clothes and then get a coat and then get a plane or a Bell Helicopter because we have a concert to catch.
I got onto a plane without federal ID this morning. I'm going naked. I'm just going to keep pushing the line.
Should we end it there?
No. I mean, we got another 3 minutes.
Oh, God damn it.
I know. we can't end it there, actually. I think that would work.
I feel like that's a good button.
Yeah, there we go. Button. We hit it. And seriously, it's not actually cold in here. I need to turn the heat down. I should be cold.
It isn't here. My room's on the end of the duct.
Okay. I got... All right, I've got to post a podcast and then put some pants on.
Okay, bye.
Bye.